got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
But for a start show, remember everybody, you can always support the twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt, hat today. Or maybe our new race card. Or maybe a white privilege card. Or maybe some beard products. Use discount code door to door, I give you 20% off. Use discount code Chinese fires, I give you 20% off.
Discount code Delta, I give you 20% off.
Just pick the one you like the most.
Anyway, all right. I mean, this, I'm sure I'd imagine it's tough
being Tucker Carlson. He's a superstar.
Right? It's got to be tough going out in public.
Yeah. Especially, man, if you're a Republican or a conservative.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Mean what?
We haven't really had no interactions with people coming up to us.
Yeah, look at us. You think people going to come up to us? I mean, if you come up to me talking shit, you just asking for it. I know liberals are stupid, but they ain't that stupid.
Hey, but I think I would like to think if somebody came up to us, I would handle it.
Just like Tucker Carlson.
Like the white man.
But some telling me if it did happen to us, yeah. I'd be up there like Cuomo.
You call me freedom? I'll wreck your ass.
Yeah. No, that was lame, though. I'll wreck your ass? Who says that? Wreck your ass?
Yeah, Fredo. He would say it. He actually said Fredo is equivalent to a racial slur like the N-word for black people. I'm like, I don't think so.
There's no word that has ever been created to rival the N-word. It's just, it's like one of the white man's greatest creations. It was a horrible slur, and black people love it so much today.
They still calling each other niggas. Give the white man his credit.
I said that in another video, and some people were sending me this thing. Says there's a place in Africa called Niger.
Yeah.
And that's where they got the word from. I was like,
nah.
So the white man saw that word and misspoke it and start calling people that?
Probably. That Christopher Columbus, he did get lost.
Yeah, they do. Called the Native Americans Indians. Thought his ass was an Indian. Looked like he would have said, man, wait a minute. I don't think I'm in the right place. These people don't have red dots on their forehead.
Yeah.
And when they Columbus left Britain or whatever,
mm-hmm.
India's right there.
Mm-hmm.
He went.
He went the long way, didn't he?
He went to North America. But anyway, let's get to the topic at hand.
I basically, we should have been there by now.
All right, we finally here.
Shit.
Wow, kind of looks different here.
Took a little longer, didn't it?
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about what happened in Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker, man.
Tucker, he likes to fish. I've seen videos of Tucker's...
Tucker's a damn patriot.
He's an All-American. You think of All-American, they love to do him some fishing.
Yeah, man.
They got the plaid shirts on.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson, man, he's living the American dream. He's a Republican superstar. He's on Fox News. He's living the American dream.
Right. And he's up in Montana, and he ran into this.
I don't care, man. Okay. Dude, you are the worst human being known to mankind. I want you to do something to this thing, to the United States, to everything else in this world. I don't care that you're not here. What you have done to people's families, what you have done to everybody else in this world. Son, don't call me son. One.
Tucker called him son. He started laughing at him. Did you see that part when Tucker actually put his hand on his belly?
Yeah.
Can you go back to that? This dude come up in front, gets right in Tucker's face, looking like he's pregnant.
Yeah.
And
that
you know,
dude look like he's in his second trimester with twins.
He looked like that pregnant man emoji.
Yeah. That's been going all over the internet.
Yeah.
Tucker's like, back up, your stomach is on.
Back up, son. Your stomach's all over me,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. It's like, and
the things he was saying, he's saying Tucker was a horrible person. I can think of several other people that's I would consider a horrible person. And Tucker Carlson is not, it's not even the same ballpark. He's just,
Tucker is not a horrible person. He just has different opinions than you.
Yeah, it don't make you a horrible person. I mean, it look does. Where you live. You live in Montana. That's a red state. I think everybody, a majority of the people in that state disagrees with you.
Yeah, definitely. That's a red state. That's I looked up the demographics of that state, right?
Yeah.
It is 89% white, 0.6% black, not even 1%. American Indian, 6.7%, then Asian, 0.9%. I saw that. I mean, that's got to be one of the safest states in America. Is that racist to say that?
No, but it's true. You know why it's not, you know why it's safe? Why? It's not that much diversity out there.
So you don't think that's racist for to say that nowadays?
No, it's not racist. It's a fact. It is true. I mean, you look at the majority of people that commit crimes is the diverse ones.
I wouldn't say that. You act like white people don't break no laws.
I mean, I didn't say that. White people just don't break as many laws as the diverse demographics.
Yeah?
That's a statistical fact right there. You go to prisons, what's keeping them in business is diversity.
Well, they say they're in jail because they're not. Because they're
Oh, they just walk down the street.
Yeah, look, a black one. Let's get him.
Let's get him.
Look, a Mexican. Look, there's a, I don't know what the hell it is. I know he's not white. Get his ass. So, I mean, there's a lot of proof to what you said, statistically speaking.
Yeah, you can't, facts don't care about your feelings, man.
Yeah, but anyway, let's get back to how Tucker responded. I would like to think that's how I would respond.
Yeah.
You know, but to you to call him a horrible person just because he has different opinions. When I think of horrible people, the word horrible, I think of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, I think of murderers, rapists, pedophiles.
Stalin. I mean, a lab that creates a virus and kills millions of people.
Yeah.
That's what I think is horrible.
You just called a man, he's the most horrible person in the world because he has different opinions than you.
Yeah, because he's more logical than you.
Yeah, he offers criticism against COVID-19. Like, I've never seen
Let me read this.
Tucker spread misinformation.
Yeah, let me read this. This is because he posted it to his Instagram.
Yeah.
It's not every day you get to tell someone they are the worst person in the world and really mean it. Wow. What an asshole. Wow, this dude's a piece of work.
Look who he tagged at the bottom, at Matt Al Show. You actually watch her show? You actually watch Rachel Maddow? That's the problem, friend.
Hey, look, this man.
Thought you was from Montana.
Thought you had logical sense behind
I thought
it.
People in Montana had brains.
Look, this man has killed more people with vaccine misinformation. Now, I watch Tucker all the time.
Yeah. Do you have statistics to back up your claims?
I mean, what
if you don't, you're spreading misinformation.
Yeah, it's like. I've never seen him. I mean, what has he put out there that has got people killed? Everybody know what's going on with COVID.
Yeah.
When Trump was, everybody know what's going on with that.
Yeah. What is he putting out there that he's killing people?
Yeah, I've seen him say stuff like he doesn't think kids 2 years old should be wearing masks.
And that's a damn shame because that's just common sense.
I mean, y'all act like these damn kids are little outbreak monkeys killing everybody. That's misinformation. That's getting people killed.
Yeah, you're spreading misinformation, and you look more like the asshole to me for going up to somebody in public when they're with their family, with their daughter, with their kids, telling them that they're horrible just for the simple fact because you disagree with them.
Yeah.
You're the scumbag.
Yeah, I've seen like when I'm traveling, I've seen several people on the left in the airport. I don't say anything to them. I be like, hey, Kim, look, there's dipshit walking over there. I'm like, keep it moving.
I've seen people.
Dad, look, Black Lives Matter. Look at this blue vest.
I just keep it moving. I would never go up and get in somebody's face because they have different opinions.
Yes.
You're just, like the most anti-American piece of garbage.
He also says this. He has supported extreme racism. I've watched him. I know. Look, I grew up in the South. I know what racism is. Trust me.
Tucker is not racist.
I grew up in Martinsville, Virginia.
I know what racism is.
I know what racism is.
You said Tucker is spreading extreme racism?
Yeah, and he
How? Did you see him marching with the Klan? Is he the Grand Wizard? Is he recruiting for the KKK?
Yeah.
He supports extreme racism? I mean, you can't even prove that.
Yeah. He is fascist and does more to rip this country apart than anyone that calls himself.
Like I said, you look like more like the fascist to me just from this video.
Yeah.
Only a fascist would confront and make someone feel uncomfortable for expressing their First Amendment right. The only person that would do it is a fascist. Yeah. And that looks like you.
Yeah. I don't think Trump was uncomfortable. I mean, not Trump. Tucker, I don't think he was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. He called him son and was laughing at him. I would laugh at you, too, if you came up to me with no calves and that stomach protruding like that. I'm not going to take you seriously. Personally.
You do look like a good fisherman. You got the plaid shirt going. You got that going for you. I mean, liberals, batshit crazy liberals has made it to Montana.
Yeah. That's scary. How the hell did you get to Montana?
Looked like you would get to Montana and then they would make you feel unwelcome there.
Or and you tell would, you to now, go back where you came from.
Now, they wouldn't make you feel unwelcome. You would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because that's not what we do on the right. We don't make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And Tucker Carlson handled it the right way.
He
was a professional just like always. Just like on his TV show. He's a professional.
That's got to be irritating when somebody laughing at you and calling your son.
Put your hand on your fat belly.
I mean, I don't see how people is praising this kind of conduct on his Instagram. They're like praising this guy.
Yeah. You don't praise conduct like this.
I mean,
no matter what, if you agree with their politics or not, being a real adult, you don't behave this way regardless of what your political affiliations are.
Yeah, and it's like, on the left, y'all just praise anybody that stands up for what you believe. Like Michael Avenatti. That dude's a horrible individual. Y'all wanted this dude to run for president. And look where he is. And now y'all pushing this dude like, you should run for governor. I was like, you people on the left, you guys are like just horrible.
Y'all call Trump, people. Y'all call Trump a tyrant. Look how this man is behaving in public.
Because he's Republican. Like all that stuff about him being racist, he's not racist.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see your proof.
Yeah, I'd like to see you share some statistics, some evidence, because without that, this whole post is misinformation.
Yeah.
Where's but you accusing him of killing people and spreading misinformation.
Yeah.
Mr. Dan Bailey from Montana, I strongly disagree with you. From Montana. That's a miracle. How the hell did the liberal get to Montana?
Well, they spread.
Shit that went airborne.
I'm telling you, these damn liberals are spreading faster than COVID. They everywhere.
I'll take a vaccine if it'll prevent me from getting infected with liberalism.
Yeah, you can't make that shit. What's wrong with you?
As I was being sarcastic, you actually think I was being serious? What are you, stupid? What, do you think you better than me or something?
Man, shut up.
Dan Bailey, you get a thumbs down from me, buddy.
Yeah. You're actually a total loser.
Yeah.
And just people supporting you because of what you did, it just shows me majority of that party on the left, you guys are just losers. But y'all did what y'all had to do to win the election.
Violence begets violence. What if somebody comes up to you and your daughter while you're in the store
shopping? Would you like it if I got in your face?
Yeah.
Trust me, you wouldn't.
I don't care how big your stomach is.
Think you what you think you are, a sumo wrestler? Think you gonna throw that big belly around?
You might be shaped like one. Don't mean I'm gonna be scared of you.
Yeah. But Tucker's a damn.
I salute you for your
Tucker's
service.
Tucker's a damn.
Give him a salute, man. Salute him for his service, man. Thank you for your service, Mr. Tucker Carlson. Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing. Built a great company, great products.
I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog.
I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo and Ruby.
We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that's...
Yeah.
just that don't support this country.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions, and the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah, just because he supported the president of the United States. So go to his website now.
Yeah,
right. Use discount code Hogs Twins.
Yeah,
get a huge discount, and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to officialhogstwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialhogstwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.